Well, you did good on that song, Miss Cynthia. That was a great song. I always like to hear that song. It's special. What's this?
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
It is my ruling guide.
It is my ruling guide.
To my daily living.
To my daily living.
I will read it.
I will
study it.
I will study it.
And I will use it.
And I will use it.
That I might gain wisdom.
That I might gain wisdom.
Through my obedience.
Through my obedience.
To his commands.
To his commands.
Which will lead me.
Which will lead me.
To eternal life.
To eternal life.
With him.
With him.
Now isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
Amen.
Every time you open your Bible, it seems like there's a present jumps out at me. I always think it's good when you read the Bible and, oh yes, Children's Church, I'm sorry. Children's Church. And Brother Carl, you can't go today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yes.
You
want to
mention something about Heather?
About what?
Heather.
Oh yes, I could do that. Belinda and I went to see Heather yesterday up at Hunt. And she's begging with the doctors to get them to remove the colostomy bag because that seems to be what's causing her problems. So it's a standoff now waiting for the doctor to make the decision how he thinks they need to proceed. I want to thank Brother Donald for reading the scripture every morning because the scripture that he reads is the scripture we're going to talk about. But today I want to focus on verse number 11, which says, "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, Send out and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes hither." We will not sit down till he comes hither. So, the title of a sermon, if you have one, you're writing it down, is We Will Not Sit Down Till He Comes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I lift these people up to you, Lord. And I pray that today that the words that I speak might be the words that you lay on my heart. This teaching is not about Ken Hackney. It's about our one and only living God. So I pray this morning, Father, that each person here will get something out of this message that they can go home and say, I learned something new today. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, I told y'all sometimes I look at things and I go to the Greek or Hebrew Bible to look and see what it says. Well, the word sit actually defined in the Hebrew is round. Round. The reason being is, you know, they didn't have TV to watch. They didn't have books to read. Some of them had parts of the Old Testament, but they didn't have a Bible like we have it. And they would sit in round circles to talk, just to pass the time. So when I talk about sitting this morning, I'm talking about being in a round circle and just talking. I don't know the subject, but just talking. You know, there are times the Bible teaches us there are times when it's wrong for us to sit down. It's wrong for us to sit back. Think of the Roman soldiers who could not sit while on duty. Those of you who've been in the military know if you're on guard duty, there's no sitting. There's no time to sit down. And if you're not on guard duty, there's always something for you to be doing. It's kind of like being in God's army, isn't it? There's always something you need to be doing.
That's right.
So, we as His soldiers, as the soldiers of the cross, we are not to sit down till He comes hither.
Amen.
Think of the four starving lepers that were in the Bible. Think of someone sitting down when an emergency arises. You see somebody whose house is on fire and they're sitting in the living room saying, I wish fire department were here to get here. Or there's an emergency in a house for someone's health, and you say, well, go ahead and just lay there and bleed. I'm going to finish watching this show on TV because they'll be here in a minute. It doesn't work, does it? We're not built that way. We're not built to ignore the things that we're supposed to be doing as God's soldiers. There are times when it's wrong to sit down. Is it wrong to sit down when Jesus is calling you? What do you do? Well, I'll get back with you in a minute. I'm right in the middle of chapter 8 on this book, and I've got half a show going on TV, and something happened on the radio over here. Is he going to accept that? I don't think so. So it's not good for us to sit when Jesus is calling us. It's not good to ignore what it is to go out and do that Jesus is telling you. If there's a wrong committed, doesn't it need to be corrected to make it right? When God's name is taken in vain, should we just stand there and listen to it? Or let them understand what it means to take the Lord's name in vain. So see, there are times when we just sit when we ought to be acting. And I don't mean reacting. You act upon what people say or what people do. Don't react to what they say or do. Think about it before it happens. We are to stand up as a chosen soldier of God and do the work that He sent us to do. There'll be plenty of time for sitting when you get to the next home. So there's times when it's wrong to sit. And then there's times when, like Samuel, we need to wait for power from God. We need to wait for power from God to handle some of these problems that we know about. What am I talking about? Consult God first in prayer. Let Him tell you what to do. And if you do what He tells you, you'll be under the power of God. So don't react. We act upon God's word and what people do. You ever thought about when you're out in the public and somebody says something and you know it's wrong? Do you try to correct it? You should. Especially if it's something that's wrong about the word of God. Y'all bear with me just a minute. Y'all through?
Who?
You.
No.
Okay. I'm up here. I'm not sitting next to you there. Y'all laughing and cutting up back there. Okay, can we have some order, please, sir?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. We need to be like others in the Bible who were waiting for a message from God. on what needed to be done. Father, I just pray that people's mind will be on you, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you will not allow me to stop this sermon like I feel like I need to do. I ask you, Lord, just to touch us all. I pray that we're here under your power, and we're here for a reason, and that hearts may be open to listen to what's being said. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We need to be like others in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, that waited for a message. You see, many soldiers are unwilling to wait for preparation to do what God tells them to do. And in some cases, have been one of those. So what do? We pray to God and ask Him to tell us what it is He wants us to do, and ask Him to prepare our arsenal, the verses from the Bible, to be prepared to do what God wants us to do. We need to wait and be prepared. But see, some people are unwilling to wait. They just step out and go, and they're not equipped with what God has for them. So we need to make sure that we're equipped, we're prepared, that God has sent us on a mission, and He has given us what we need to perform that mission. So how do we do that? I mean, why do we wait for preparation? Because that comes to us through prayer and guidance in our heart from the Holy Spirit. But our passage this morning goes on to tell us that we won't quit. Or, you know, we won't stop. We won't sit down. We won't quit. Well, I, as a soldier, will not quit until the work is done. I will not quit as long as a door is open with someone. I will not quit as long as Jesus calls out to me and tells me what I need to be doing. We'll work till Jesus comes. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. So I hope each of you can search your heart this morning and say, you know, as long as there's work for me to do, I need to be doing that work. And as long as the door is open, I need to be talking about Jesus. And as long as Jesus calls, I need to listen. As long as people are lost, we need to go preach the word. Amen. Door to door, person to person. We need to step out and preach the word. We won't quit praying. We need to pray for each other daily. I don't mean just Wednesday night when we go over the prayer list. We need to pray for each other daily. For our church family. For the people on the prayer list. That their needs might be met. They may need a miracle cure of the disease or something that they have. Or they may just have lost someone and need to be picked up and loved. We won't quit praying. And we won't quit teaching God's word. It's not my word, it's God's word. God tells us that we are to be prepared to go out and to speak His word and tell others what it means to step out and love Jesus Christ and love God the way we're supposed to.
Our God is the only true and living God. He deserves our praise. Jesus died on the cross for us, that we might be saved from this world that we live in. We need to pray. We need to thank Him for what He's done. And we need to listen to the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us and tells Satan on this shoulder to get out. We need to be thankful that He's there to lead us and to guide us in our daily life. That's what this Bible does. It speaks God's word to us. And it's our job to pick ourselves up and step out and do what He wants us to do. We need to do all these things. We need to realize there's work that needs to be done. We need to know that the door is open right now. People need Jesus now. People are looking for something. We need to listen as Jesus calls. We need to step out. We need to work. We need to do the work that God sent us here to do. Go ye therefore. Isn't that what He said? We need to preach the gospel. Can I save anybody? No. But I know a man who can. I can't save anyone, but I can sure tell them my testimony. Tell them what He's done for me, the changes that came in my life, the difference in the person I am now than the person I used to be. We can all do that. So we won't quit. If you believe that, say it. We won't quit.
We won't quit.
Till when?
Till Jesus.
There you go. We will not quit until our King is crowned.
Amen.
We're going to stay on the job. We're going to do what God wants us to do. We're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. We're going to step out when He tells us to step out. We're going to speak when He tells us to speak. We're going to pray when it's time to pray. We're going to do what we're told to do. God is our Heavenly Father. He has everything it takes to give us a good whooping if we need it. Sometimes I wonder when I do things, things happen to Belinda and I, think, well, what did I do this time? You ever done that? You stop thinking, well, what did I do now? What did I do to deserve this? Bible doesn't say anything about deserving, because none of us are deserving of God's attention. So what does He do? He steps out. He grabs us by our heartstrings and He says, I need to talk to you. Get on your knees. And then you have a conversation. Sometimes He grabs your attention when you're driving. I don't know where you might. You might be sitting in your recliner watching a football game. And all of a sudden, your Holy Spirit says, you know, you're going to be late to church. Yeah, but I want to watch this game. I want to watch the Super Bowl. Holy Spirit says, your Holy Spirit comes in. He says, you know you're 30 minutes late to church. Yeah, well, this is the first time in years that I missed on Sunday night, so I'm just going to stay here and watch the ball game. At the end of the game, he said, see, I told you need to be in church. Your team lost. Now, I'm not necessarily a football fanatic, but I'm for any team that plays the Cowboys. Yep. I'm for any team that plays UT Texas. I like the Green Bay Packers.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
You know why? I went to Wisconsin and I found out what they do to cheese down here you can't get in Texas. Must be food from God, huh? I can only get it there. There's things we need to be doing. And it has nothing to do with anything on this earth. It has to do with what's in heaven. What's waiting for us. What are we going to do? We won't quit. If we're still here, we won't quit until the day we leave here and we arrive in His presence. I got so tickled I'll say it in a minute, it'll come to me tomorrow. Mike Burns, when he got burned. About a week after that, I was talking to two of the paramedics on the Life for Life. I was talking to two of the paramedics, and they were the ones that picked Mike up to him to Dallas. You know what he did in the helicopter all the way to Dallas? Lord, I don't know why this happened, but I know you're going to make something good out of it. He preached Jesus Christ all the way to Dallas. And he doesn't remember it. I said, Brother Mike, it wasn't whether you remember it or not, it's whether the people you were talking to remember it. And I know that Mike was, he was burned pretty bad. It could have easily gone the other way. But how can you think of someone who has third degree burns and they're praising God? That's a special, special person. So we're not going to quit until we come into His holy presence. I'm thankful that Jesus did not quit when He was tempted in the wilderness. You know, sometimes we stray into the wilderness. And sometimes Satan will tell us that, you know, it's okay for you to miss this month. I know you got a vacation coming and you need to take every day that's coming to you. We're tempted. We're tempted. This is our wilderness that we're living in. I don't see anything outside church walls that remind me of 30 years ago. That's okay, I'm still old then. I don't see anything going on today outside the church walls like we did in the 50s and 60s. I had more knots on my head for misbehaving in church because the usher hit all the kids in the head. If you didn't misbehave, he'd hit you in the head with an offering plate. And they were wood then. Instead of getting a ding, you get a boom. Everybody knew he hit someone. But kids were corrected. Parents were guided. New Christians were taught. And they went out. And they told others about the God that they serve and the good things that have happened to them. Has anything good happened to any of you? Did you tell anybody? Did you praise God for it? It's not me, Lord, it's you. It's not about me, it's about you, Lord. Let me tell you about my God and my Savior. And then you get started. Next thing you know, you're a street preacher on downtown Dallas on the corner.
So I'm thankful that Jesus did not quit when he was tempted in the wilderness. He didn't quit when he was rejected at Nazareth either, did he? Have you ever tried to talk to someone about God and they say, "Oh, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about that." That's okay. I won't talk to you about it, but I guarantee you I'll be praying for you. You were rejected. Did you quit and sit down? I'm thankful that Jesus didn't quit when he was asked to leave Gadara. Have you ever been asked to leave someplace because you're talking about God? How about a nursing home tells you, "Oh, we don't teach that here. We don't allow that to be taught here." Why? That's what I want to know. Why? If I can't come here and visit someone and talk about God, why? Show me where it's written down that I can't do that. Tell me why. I don't know of any place that at this time is bold enough to put up a sign that says, "Leave God outside." And I wouldn't have to worry about it, because if that's what it said, I wouldn't go in. I may be asked to leave someplace because I'm talking about the God who had grace and mercy and sent me a Savior. I'm thankful that Jesus did not quit when he was left to pray alone in the garden. I'm glad that Jesus didn't quit on the night that he was taken, that he did not see the disciples who forsaked him and left. I'm glad he didn't quit. I'm glad he didn't jump off that cross. Although if he had, there'd sure been some people fall dead right there. Because they didn't believe. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you?
Yes.
Do you believe he's the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe he's part of the Holy Trinity?
Yes.
Do you believe that he'll be with you when you cross over to paradise?
Yes.
See, there's nothing to hold you back from telling your story. Because if you're saved by the blood of Jesus, by the faith in him, if you're saved, you don't have anything to worry about except doing what's expected of you here. I'm so glad that my Jesus didn't come just for me. He came for every one of us. Are you thankful that he shows up when you're tempted and you call upon his name? How about when he's there when you and your message are rejected by those who don't want to hear what you have to say about God? Are you thankful that he's with you when you are asked to leave and quit preaching your testimony because the world does not believe? Are you thankful for Jesus? Are you thankful that he hears you when you pray? Are you thankful when he's with you when you feel rejected by this world that we live in? Well, I'm going to tell you something. He's coming again. He is coming again. Is he going to be there for you? That's your decision. I know that he's always with me through all things if I truly believe and serve him. Belinda's favorite verse in the Bible. 4:13, right? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm so glad that I have a living God that I serve. I'm so glad that there's my Redeemer who died for me. He's waiting to come and get me. And when I leave here, I'll be with Him. So what is there to keep me in this world? I have work to do. I can't sit down. I have work to do. We're not to sit idly by and wait for His coming. We have work to do. Let's all stand. If you do not know for sure where you stand with Him this morning, I invite you to come that you might be guaranteed of your standing with God. If you've been lax in the work that you've done, I want to ask you to come to Him this morning that you might be renewed in your heart. If you've never truly accepted Him into your life, come this morning and leave a new person. And if you're looking this morning for a new church home, a church home that will love you for who you are, they will love you as a brother or a sister because of who you are. If you're looking for a church home, I'll ask you to come this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we reach out to you with the arms of our heart, Lord, asking you to touch us, fill our heart with instructions on what you want us to do. But Lord, we reach out to you. We reach out in love. We reach out in all things to you, for to us you are all things. I ask you to move hearts this morning, Father, if it's your desire that people will be willing to surrender to you and to the job that you have for them to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.